Hi there. Welcome to Flight Risk Studios podcast show. I'm your host, Robert Bruton. Welcome. It is March 1st, 2024. And man, are we screaming through a first quarter of the 2024 year? Good Lord. It is moving by so fast. Today, I wrote a book that I'm actually really proud of this book. Because I think everybody has some past baggage, some past issues, some past problems, that there's things that we do in our life that we should have gone left and we went right, and just, you know, and some of us have made bigger mistakes than others. And so the title of the book is Turn Your Mess Into Your Message. And turn your message into your message, and finding strength and purpose in adversity. So, you know, you can have a very messy past. And it can be riddled with drugs, alcohol. It can be riddled with legal issues. It could be something, you know, such as divorce, breakups, maybe, you know, you lived a fairly promiscuous life. You know, there's all kinds of things that can give us pause to go, you know, I can't do it. I'm just, you know, I was born a piece of shit. I'm still a piece of shit. And, you know, it's nothing's going to change. Nothing ever does. You know, I'm broke, I stay in trouble, blah, 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 you know, and it's easy to fall into meaningless, you know, where your life just seems meaningless, where you feel meaningless. And I'm suggesting to you, as someone who has had to come through a lot of adversity in their life, self-implosions, if you will, where you turn your mess into your message, you know, empower what you did in the past. I'm not saying celebrate it. I'm saying empower it for good. You know, you're going to have people in your life, even myself, who, you know, things that have happened in the past, they don't have room in their heart for forgiveness, and that's fine. They don't have to. Nobody has to. You know, you're going to have people that are going to say, you know, F you, what you did was horrible, and fuck off. And it sadly is what it is. You know, it's my argument back. And this is how you turn your mess in part. You know, this is one thing you can do to turn your mess into your message, is don't be the person that you were. And I'm not, by any stretch of the imagination. Anything that I did in my past when I was growing up, my 20s were a blur. I did enough cocaine and drugs and alcohol to, you know, shit, I had Pablo Escobar on speed dial, you know. Ha ha, that's funny. It's a joke, you know, but that choice ruined a lot of things, and it was a shitty choice, but it was still a choice, you know. So you have to make peace with your past. You know, I'm not proud of some of the things that I did in my past, and I'm not proud of drug addiction or anything like that, you know. In fact, if that's a road you're on, I can tell you right now, it's a road to nowhere. It will inevitably, you'll be hammered down, going balls to the wall, and the road's going to run out, and you won't have a quick enough reaction to stop it, your life is going to become a giant train wreck, and mine did for many, many years. And if you've gotten through it, and you are genuinely remorseful for what happened. You've taken great strides to change your life, then God bless you. You know, you need to make peace with your past, accepting your flaws and failures for what they are. You want to uncover the hidden blessings and lessons in the messiness. You know, you know, there's always some underlying stuff there that you can say, wow, you know, you're going to learn a lot from the messiness that's your life, you know, and rewrite disempowering stories that are holding you back in your head. Okay. Sure, you may have done lots of stupid and fucked up shit, and you may, you know, have, you may have hurt family members, you may have lost friends, all kinds of things, relationships that were shit on, you know, and you've got to rewrite that into the best thing I can do to say I'm sorry, the best thing I can do to show that I'm remorseful is to change. Become the person that, if given the opportunity, that person you hurt might be proud of you. But there's it's like the like they say in 12-step programs, you know, you need to make amends, you know, where you can. And there's going to be people who you're not going to be able to make an amends to, because they're not going to want to hear it. And that's fine. You know, I have some people like that in my life, and I'm sorry. I don't want that to be. I'd give anything to have a relationship back, but I don't. I've tried, but it never works out. So that's, you know, you just kind of have to move on with your life and say, okay, I can at least be the best person that I can be, so that if that person does give me a glance, at least they can say, wow, well, at least he's not a piece of shit anymore. So, you know, you got to rewrite that life. You got to get those stories and turn them into your victories, you know, that make it a happy, this is, for lack of a better word, turn it into a happy ending. You know, you're going to have to reframe old scars and traumas into symbols of resilience. You know, you can't let those past issues hold you back from achieving what you could achieve if you just put your whole heart and soul into something that's good. So don't hold on to, God, look what I did. God, look what I, you know, you gotta store that in a compartment that it's there, you know, but you gotta just kind of reframe it into the filing cabinet so that it's in the back of the cabinet and not affecting the things that you're putting in that are new and that are positive in the front of your cabinet. You can cultivate creativity and innovation from uncertainty, because you are, most of us that have issues like that, we're uncertain if we can even do anything, because basically everything that you've done has been, you know, fucked up. You did it and it's been a fucked up situation. So, you know, you've got to learn to become innovative, taking that wreckage of the past and changing it into something that's meaningful. You know, shape your journey into uplifting messages for others. You know, I hope through telling my story, being honest, ripping up that Band-Aid every now and again, and sharing those experiences and saying, man, this was a really shitty, fucked up part of my life, but here's, you know, yeah, I deserve a few stones, sure. and I have taken a few stones, and the price that I pay for some of the stuff that I did in my past, the price that I pay was just, you know, and there's not a day go by that there's something that doesn't hurt me, because I missed a lot. And that's why, you know, I recently made a cut out of some stuff in some business part of my life where, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do, not what I have to do. I'm going to continue to change my mess and turn it into my message. And, you know, I'm having to get innovative and creative and change, you know, a lot about myself and a lot about the past and not live in it. You know, what do they say? If you keep looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to run into something that's ahead of you instead of looking to what's ahead of you. Because you don't know that everything may change tomorrow. You may get a phone call from someone in your past that says, hey, you know, how are you? How you doing? I just wanted to check in on you. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. So don't get lost in the past. You know, we're turning our mess into our message. You know, lead with authenticity from a place of the messy middle experience, if that makes sense, okay? And what do I mean by the messy middle experience is, you know, we tend to be from one extreme to another. And we need to kind of slow down and let the journey happen. That messy middle can be messy, but it's the middle of our life, or the middle of our journey, in the middle of our experience. So we have to slow down and remember there's a path. We can't go from one extreme to the other. You can't go from being a total POS to being a beloved whatever in your life with no middle ground. There has to be a journey. You have to have some authenticity and you have to do the work. You don't change overnight. You know, you need to take your adversity and turn it into an opportunity. And it doesn't necessarily have to be something you fucked up. Maybe you were in a relationship where someone blew your life up all around you and you were part of the fallout. Maybe something happened to you that was completely heinous. Maybe you're coming out of a horribly, horribly mean and disgusting relationship. You know, your mess doesn't have to be one that you made. So it's not just about, for me, it's about a mess I made. But everybody's mess is different in the sense that some of it is self-made and some of it is man-made, if you will. You know, sometimes you're coming out of a messy situation that perhaps you stayed in it a little longer than you should have. Maybe you made some poor choices within doing that, or maybe you were simply just too scared, which is completely okay, to move out of the way, you know? So your mess doesn't necessarily have to be self-created. It can come from anything, a health issue, a relationship, horrible upbringing. It could be, a religious cult thing. I have friends that, you know, suffered through that, you know, and as young girls, they were horribly treated. So, you know, your mess can be whatever you think and whatever your heart's telling you. Damn, that was a mess. Jesus. So instead of living in, you know, let's say that, you know, you were beaten down, hurt, abused, these type of things, turn that into your message. Turn that into your empowerment. I'm not saying you got to go out and brag about this or say he did this to me or play a victim role. No. But perhaps you can show your message to be, maybe it's, I ain't taking that shit anymore. Fuck you, watch me. Maybe it's you turning a horrible situation into a beautiful ending. And what I mean by ending is you've turned around your life into something that now you have whatever happiness means to you, you know? Maybe you're helping others. Maybe you wrote a book and you shared your journey. Maybe you have a podcast and you share your journey. Maybe you simply just look a significant other in the eyes and know that you're in a safe place, that you have a family, you're a caring parent, however that boils down to your life, then you live it. And now your mess becomes your message. You don't have to share your message with me, but maybe I see you in some way and say, wow, that, you know, did you see how happy that couple looked? Or did, wow, that lady, she just glowed. Or that guy, man, that guy just seemed happy. People can feel that. People can feel your energy. You ever know how you can feel when somebody walks in the room and you go, ooh, God, I feel, you know? Or you get that feeling where, Jesus, every time that shitbag walks in the room, I have to go take a shower. Don't tell me that energy, you can't feel it, because you can. So if your message is one that's loving, kind, positive, these type of things, then, wow, that's pretty cool. So it is possible to transform your mess into meaning by embracing the experience, even the darkness. When that unlocks such power. I don't know how many people, I was going to say, how many people in the room, I'm used to Megan talks, but how many of you potentially have seen Robert Downey Jr. thanking Mel Gibson for getting him sober? When he said that Mel Gibson told him that when you can learn how to hug the cactus, and you can gain some humility. So when I'm talking about embracing a full spectrum of our experience, even the darkness, that it couldn't better be said. And that's where we have to hug the cactus. However that resonates with you, you know, there's some stuff there that you're going to learn from, that are going to shape who you are going forward. And that can be in a very positive way if you allow it to be. You may have been hurt in ways that are for most of us are unconscionable. We can't even, I have never been hurt in that way. So I would never presume, to say the very least. I would never presume that if you're coming from a space where you were physically injured in a heinous way, I would never presume. But what I would in my heart want to share with someone coming from that is that that doesn't have to define who you are. Your beautiful heart, deep down below all that shit that's been piled on you through no fault of your own, that part of your heart deserves the light of day. Again, I don't walk in someone's shoes, but I have felt hurt and I have felt despair in a deep, 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 deep way. So we do share that. You know, we have to give ourselves a chance at this life, even when it can feel like through our own fault or through the fault of a situation, you know, like there's just nothing left there. And there is something left there. There's you. You know? And below all of that mess is your message. So I pray with all earnestness that you can find that and you can find a path back to humanity, to a loving life where you can once again smile. No matter what's happened to you in your life, don't let that motherfucker or situation have that control over your peace and happiness. I pray that with all earnestness in my life. You know, life can get out of control. And your path going forward can be clarified. And it's only when we take control and walk through that hell can we take our mess and turn it into our message. With our shoulders back and the wind at our back. You know, you can make it through. You know, I'm going to share a quote that: do not dwell in the past, do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment, Buddha. You know, life can be messy in many, many ways. All of us face hardships, mistakes, regrets, traumas. We all face it, and some worse than others, some less than others. But you can find your inner peace. You're just gonna have to look for it a little bit, you know. And it doesn't come all at once. You may have those aha moments and you may have those epiphanies where you go, oh wow, you know. You may have that overwhelming sense that comes over you, that overwhelming peace in that moment that comes over you. God bless, that's amazing. And you may go through times where it's like, you know, fuck this, I'm not even, I it won't change, it's not changing, I still feel like shit, I hate everything, I hate my life, I hate everything, fuck it, I don't want to do this anymore. sometimes screaming, and I did this many times when I was going through something incredibly hurtful for me. Many years ago now, almost, I guess, maybe close to 7, you know, I went through a divorce that I just didn't fucking want. I thought, I really thought we had our problems, but goddamn, you know, we can do something to try to fix it. And when I finally had to accept the fact that it wasn't going to change, she wasn't going to allow it to anymore for our marriage to go forward. And, you know, there were days when I had to scream at God because I hurt so bad that it was like, what, you know, you sick fuck, how can you let me get to this place? How can you, you know, because I was trying to find my sense of peace, my sense of, you know, when does it get better? And it just didn't at the time seem like it was getting better. It was just day after day of just absolute agony. Absolute agony. To the point where I just was ready to cash in my chips and say, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck this life. Fuck the world. I'm done. And I had to have those screaming fits, if you will, beating the steering wheel in my car, going, why? And if it takes that to get all of that out, then get it out. Because I can tell you that that living through that, living through that pain, when we talk about in the book how, you know, what, how can we find something that's meaningful in that way? Well, I can tell you, I found a sense of patience and peace. I know that no matter how big something seems, it's not forever. You know, something, it may seem like everything is so overwhelming that it just seems like there's just no end in sight. Well, there is an end in sight. You just haven't been able to see it yet. But you will, as long as you don't give in. You know, like I said, if you have to scream and yell and do whatever you got to do, scream into a pillow, beat a pillow, then throw a pillow, do whatever you got to do, throw rocks, throw, you know, go out and chop a bunch of wood, get all that out of you. And then all of a sudden you find some clarity. You find some sliver of hope. You find some sliver of, we'll try again tomorrow. Try again tomorrow. I hear many things on like YouTube and social media and stuff where, you know, I hear it more from women than I do guys, is, you know, we can have an argument, we can disagree, we can feel like we hate each other's guts, and that's okay. We're going to start brand new tomorrow. I butchered that a little bit, but that's the gist of it, you know? There's a million things that can break down in our life. We can have a business fail. We can have a job fail. We can have illness, accidents, other traumas, unexpected loss of abilities, injuries, abuse, crime, personal flaws, unhealthy patterns, addictions, lack of self-control, anger issues, chronic lateness or disorganization, relationship breakdowns, divorce, betrayal, toxic family dynamics, poor judgment, bad choices. You know? Incessant procrastination. But you can take all of that. All of that. Sweep it into a dustbin and say, okay, that's my mess. Here comes my message. Here comes my message. And you can get through. I promise you can get through. I do it every day. You know, there's... I'm arguably, on many aspects of my life, happier than I've ever been. More successful than I've ever been. You know, I didn't realize, but I'm a pretty prolific writer. You know, I enjoy my photography. I enjoy filmmaking. I enjoy being a part of the artistic process. And that's cool for me. You know, I can tell you from experience that, yes, there are days where if I don't keep myself busy, I can think about things in the past, whether it's my ex or whether it's other family relationships. You know, it could be one of a whole bunch of things. And we can fall into a crevasse of shit if we allow it. That's why I've done podcasts, I've written about it, is, you know, you can't let the world around you suck you into it. Because if we get sucked into the vacuum bullshit that's on social media, to me, it's something that we need, I suppose, or that's become a part of the fabric of our life, but it's such a cesspool of shit. I don't care what political stance you take, one side or the other. I could give a rat's fucking ass. I don't care. You know? It's one of those things where, you know, they ought to be, all of them, and think about this as a citizen. You know, government was supposed to, you know, have you driven the streets of your town lately? Are they nice, beautiful paved streets? Probably not. Is the infrastructure in your state worth a damn? You know, do you have good, clean drinking water? Hello, Flint, Michigan. Most places, the drinking water where I live stinks like fucking sewer shit. It's just disgusting. And you can get caught up into that world, and it can drag you back into your mess. So don't allow yourself to fall back into old things, old habits, old messes. You cleaned up the mess. Don't make another one. And you will, and it's okay. Just make sure that you can sweep it up real quick. Don't make a big fucking mess. Don't make a big mistake. And I promise you, no matter what you're going through in this instance, it will get better. It may not seem like it, and you can't, and I was guilty of it, and you're going to say, nobody's gone through shit like this. Nobody, you know, no. And yeah, we have. Yeah, we have. Just because you think your mess is bigger than someone else's mess or they haven't lived, you know, pain is pain, no matter where it comes from. Suicidal thoughts. If someone gets there, doesn't matter what got them there, they're there. So you can't sit there and say, woe is me, my problems are worse than yours. Don't worry about, you know, it's not a fucking contest. But what can happen is you can get through it day by day, moment by moment. And there were days when it literally was hour to hour for me. And you may be at that point, and I hope and pray that you can find your way out from that. And you will. That's the thing. You will. It will get better. You know? There's a lot to be said for surrender. There's a lot to be said for faith. And there's, you know, when you surrender everything, and I'm just going to use this because this is me. But I had to surrender to God. I just had to say, you know what, God, I fuck you, I'm done. I know that for some of the hardline Christians, they're going to, oh my God, you said that to God? Well, you know what, this is my relationship with God. If you don't like it, then, you know, fly a kite. But sometimes, you know, I think in my heart, that even though I might be crass or profane in my language, or I may yell at God or whatever, you know, I think at the end of the day, when I sit there and go, you know what, I got nothing left, God, I got it, you gotta take it. I can't carry this fucking rock another fucking day. But when you say things like that, you know, God helps you learn how to find the strength to carry that rock. Sometimes when we're going through shit, as hard as it may be, just think about this for a second, and it's hard to think about it when you're going through a mountain of bloody shit, is, you know, once you get through this, imagine how much tougher you're going to be. How much more you're going to be able to handle what life throws at you. So it's hard to kind of wrap your head around that when you're going through a lot of pain. But you can begin where I'm kind of struggling for some words here, is, you know, life can hit you after you've gone through some hell in your life, and you know what, you hit like a bitch, fuck you, I'm gonna win no matter what. You know, I love things where, you know, there was a movie in with John Goodman and Mark Wahlberg, and when he talks about fuck you money. You know, and I'm not making this about money, but he talks, and I want you to listen to this metaphorically, you know, and this is where you have to look at a mess. You know, he said, what you do is you get up $2.5 million. You buy yourself and I'm butchering this a little bit, like a $300,000 house with a 25-year roof, a Japanese car, you know, indestructible car, and you put the rest away. And that's your base. That's your base of fuck you. You know, where you have a situation where now you can say fuck you. You need to pay this bill. Okay, fuck you. You need to do this, you need to do that. Okay, fuck you. You know, I don't have to do a damn thing. Why? Because I'm in a position of fuck you. because I have my base. I have everything I need. And that's what I'm talking about when I talk about your mess and your message. When you have your message, that's your position of fuck you. That's your position of I've got this. Life is, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm gonna be okay. My family's gonna be okay. Why? Because I'm strong in a position of fuck you. And I don't mean this, and as crass as that language is, and as harsh as that language is, you kind of, please look at it metaphorically. Look at it from a position of strength. Not a position of, I'm going to hurt you strength. A position of inner strength. Your heart is strong. Your mind is strong. Your body is strong. That is your fuck you money. Be strong. And you can do it. That's your message. And it's not, and again, I go back to, it's not a message, you know, you're not sitting there where you can turn around and, you know, tell everybody, fuck you. That's, then you've missed the point completely. But it is where you know in your heart that you've got this. That your message is clear. Your message is something that life, God, your family, most importantly, you can be proud of. And that, my friends, is what my book, Turn Your Mess Into Your Message, is all about. And I hope that my language didn't scare everybody away, but I'm going to tell you, you know, I've had people tell me, oh, dude, you know, you're a published author. You need to do this. You need to do that. Why? Why? You know, I hope that if you stuck with me and that you read my books and that you follow me, that all of that you hear. Because it's part of my message. And my message comes from my heart. It comes from a good place. And it comes from a lot of hurt, pain, and sorrow. And a lot of hiking through hell to get here. Because I know that a lot of people that read me and that listen to my podcast and things are folks that have either gone through hell, currently going through hell, or beginning hell. So, I love you all. And I wouldn't do anything to hurt any of you. So, I pray that you take my message and realize that it's coming from my heart and that I love you a lot. All right. So, we're going to close up this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you follow the link in our profile, it'll take you where you can go see my books on Amazon. I do have an author page on Amazon. It'll take you right to my author page. You can see there's over 20 books there now. And I'm very proud. And you can, if you want to read, Turn Your Mess Into Your Message, if you have Kindle, which you can download to your phone, and it's all free. So that's one thing that I will tell you. A lot of my books are on Kindle. I don't really publish too much anymore in paperback because I'm trying to be eco-friendly. But I do. I'm probably, this book and a couple others are going to come out in paperback, but I really think if you can just download the Kindle app onto your tablet or smartphone or your computer, it's just as easy to read it there as it is anywhere else. And so, and the Kindle reader for all of those devices is absolutely free. So, and I don't know anybody that doesn't have a Kindle account, or a Kindle account is the same as your Amazon. So if you have an Amazon account, then you already got a Kindle account. So anyhow, that's enough about that. And we have some pretty cool stuff in the works. I'm working with a young lady that we're going to be visiting the Hopi Indian Reservation, and we're doing a documentary about the underworld of the earth. It's going to be pretty cool. Jessica is such an amazing woman and an amazing person, and I think when we start to introduce you to her, everybody's going to love her. We're going to go down to South America and into Africa. We are in pre-production on a documentary that will study medicinal herbs and mushrooms and things like that, ayahuasca and other healing modalities throughout South America, things that have been around for centuries. And we're going to take a look at all that stuff. We have a music show called Cypher that is in pre-production. There are some we have some technology guys that are coming up with some pretty cool stage stuff. It's going to be an EDM show like you've never seen. So it's pretty cool. All you can see all the stuff about all of these things on our website, and also sneak peeks through YouTube and things like that. So anyway, thanks again for tuning in. Like I said, God bless. I hope that, you know, if you are in a situation and, you know, you need to ask a question or whatever, please reach out to me. There's 1,000 ways to, you can send a voicemail through Spotify to me. You can go into my Linktree, which is the website on our channel, and you can get there. There's a contact, and it comes directly to me, you guys. It doesn't go anywhere else. The contact me stuff for everything that I do is all comes to me, because this is my stuff, my things. I don't staff that out, and I try to talk to people who, if you're interested enough to reach out to me, I'm damn sure interested enough to answer you back personally. So I appreciate it. This is Robert Bruton with Flight Risk Podcast Studios. Bye for now.